Growth of the Soil by Knut Hamsun, translated by W. W. Worster. Book 1, Chapter 1. The long, long road over the moors and up into the forest. Who trotted into being first of all? Man, a human being, the first that came here. There was no path before he came. Afterward, some beast or other, following the faint tracks over marsh and moorland, wearing them deeper. After these, again, some Lapp gained scent of the path, and took that way from field to field, looking to his reindeer. Thus was made the road through the great Almenning, the common tracks without an owner, no man's land. The man comes, walking toward the north. He bears a sack, the first sack, carrying food and some few implements. A strong, coarse fellow, with a red iron beard, and little scars on face and hands, sights of old wounds, were they gained in toil or fight. Maybe the man has been in prison, and is looking for a place to hide, or a philosopher, maybe, in search of peace. This or that, he comes. The figure of a man in this great solitude. He trudges on. Bird and beast are silent all about him. Now and again he utters a word or two, speaking to himself. Yah, well, well, so he speaks to himself. Here and there, where the moors give place to a kindlier spot, an open space in the midst of the forest, he lays down the sack and goes exploring. After a while he returns, heaves the sack to his shoulder again, and trudges on. So through the day, noting time by the sun. Night falls, and he throws himself down on the heather, resting on one arm. A few hours' rest, and he is on the move again. Yeah, well. Moving northward again, noting the time by the sun. A meal of barley cakes and goat's milk cheese, a drink of water from the stream, and on again. This day, too, he journeys, for there are many kindly spots in the woods to be explored. What is he seeking? A place, a patch of ground? An immigrant, maybe, from the homestead tracts. He keeps his eyes alert, looking out. Now and again he climbs to the top of a hill, looking out. The sun goes down once more. He moves along the western side of a valley, wooded ground, with leafy trees among the spruce and pine, and grass beneath. Hours of this, and twilight is falling, but his ear catches the faint purl of running water, and it heartens him like the voice of a living thing. He climbs the slope, and sees the valley half in darkness now. Beyond, the sky to the south, he lies down to rest. The morning shows him a range of pasture and woodland. He moves down, and there is a green hillside. Far below, a glimpse of the stream, and a hare bounding across. The man nods his head, as it were, approvingly. The stream is not so broad, but that a hare may cross it at a bound. A white grouse, sitting close upon its nest, darts up at his feet with an angry hiss, and he nods again. Feathered game and fur, a good spot this. Heather, bilberry, and cloudberry cover the ground. There are tiny ferns, and the seven-pointed star flowers of the wintergreen. Here and there, he stops to dig with an iron tool and finds good mold, or peaty soil, manured with the rotten wood and fallen leaves of a thousand years. He nods to say that he has found himself a place to stay and live. Aye, he will stay here and live. 2 days he goes exploring the country round, returning each evening to the hillside. He sleeps at night on a bed of stacked pine. Already he feels at home here, with a bed of pine beneath an overhanging rock. The worst of his task has been to find the place, this no man's place, but his. Now there was work to fill his days. He started at once, stripping birch bark in the woods farther off, while the sap was still in the trees. The bark he pressed and dried, and when he had gathered a heavy load, carried it all the miles back to the village to be sold for building. Then back to the hillside, with new sacks of food and implements.